Active Sabbatarian office note on patient Mary Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, Mary M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 11-16-1941. Date of service 2-24-2025. Period paragraph. The patient is 83-year-old African-American female. Referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Period paragraph. Past medical history includes the following one: dementia, next hypertension for several years, next hyperlipidemia, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypothyroidism, next diabetes mellitus type 2 for years, next GERD, next obstructive sleep apnea, not using home CPAP. Period paragraph. Past surgical history includes surgery for bowel obstruction, next right knee surgery, next pacemaker replacement. Period paragraph. Allergies, non drug allergies. Period paragraph. Social history: patient lives with her son, who takes care of her. She has had only one kid. No smoking, no alcohol, and no drug use. Period paragraph. Family history: mother with cancer and diabetes mellitus type 2. Period paragraph. Review system reveals frequent headaches, atypical chest pains, occasional shortness of breath. She had one episode of nausea and vomiting this morning, but not frequently. Occasional abdominal pain, no constipation. She has occasional nocturia and no leg swelling. She used to consume BC powder and meloxicam on and off. All the systems that are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amiodarone, rosuvastatin, lonepezil, furosemide, gabapentin, levothyroxine, nadolone, nitroglycerin, pentoprazole, Xarelto, Genomet, Dizanidine PRN, Tramadol PRN, Verapamil. Period paragraph. On physical examination, but it sounds as mentioned above, a change in pupils, generally active palatal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no articular gene suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosal pharyngeal erythema, no dead pure paragraph, next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, sinus tune, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles, always is heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garlic rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is done focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From 2-18-2025, sodium 146, potassium 3.4, chloride 106, total CO2 24, glucose 118, BUN 9, creatinine 1.10, estimated GFR is 50 milliliter per minute, period. Her echocardiogram shows ejection fraction 50 to 55%, and the grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Give the paragraph. Hemoglobin is 12.5. Hemoglobin A1C 6.0. Give the paragraph. Assessment on plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes, mellitus type 2, hypertension, obesity, and use of NSAIDs. We are going to discontinue NSAID use. Recommended that to patient. We are going to do a renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria, if any. Period. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. We're going to change rosuvastatin to atorvastatin, given the detrimental effect of rosuvastatin on kidney function. Period. Next diagnosis is the chronic paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, rate controlled. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, parenterally controlled. Next, GERD. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Patient cannot tolerate the CPAP. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress. End of report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Jafari.